Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Absolutely. Just sitting down the back of the church, just meditating with the Lord, I thought, what a wonderful, wonderful privilege that we have in this church. To be able to have the situation the way it is, the nice surroundings, no troubles outside from the public or anything of that nature. And it's here for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. We're very privileged. Because we know through things we hear from over the past that people that walk many miles to get to a church, and they might have to come on horseback or get interfered with people that don't understand. You know, we're so privileged. So I'm always grateful that we can actually do this. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just sing one here. There's a land that is fairer than Andy. Shall we stand as we sing?
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father went over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Won't be long. I'm going to ask Brother Keith if he'd like to come and open in prayer as we sing this once more. Come on up, Brother Keith. And just know that it won't be long that we're waiting for that sweet by and by. Just the chorus there.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us here, Lord. We're not here of our own accord. We're here thanks to you, that what you bless is blessed indeed. And that includes all of us, where we be here or no matter where we be throughout the world. We are loved, we are blessed, we are cared for mightily, Lord. And you have provided for us this day in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Lord, as Brother Lee said, that we have no interference, that you reign supreme, Lord. You might have appointed a government over us and local bodies and police and all those sorts of institutions, but you reign supreme, Lord, and we can thank you for the freedom that you have blessed us with. Not only being free in Christ, but being free by what you have put over us, Lord, that we truly are blessed. We have so much to thank you for in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you for the presence of Holy Spirit here. Holy Spirit leading and teaching us, taking us deeper into your kingdom, into your word, into your will, Lord. Oh, what glorious provision you have provided for us this day, and the word that you have prepared through Pastor Howard, not for us, but for all those who are listening, that we all be uplifted, that we all be blessed and provided for spiritually and physically this day, Lord. I do thank you what you have prepared for us, that we would be open and receptive and yielding to what you have prepared for each and every one of us, Lord. There is no surprises who are here, Lord. You knew who would be here and who wouldn't, Lord. But you have provided every need, whether we be here or not. You are our God. You are our Lord, our Messiah, our King. And we come to praise and worship you, to give all of us, as Jesus gave all of him for us, that we would give all of us for him and follow that example he has set before you. I thank you, Lord, your blessings upon us this day, the fellowship over everything about us. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
My brother, you know, I was just thinking about things very recently, and it's been impressing upon me. And what the Lord said, what Brother Branham's ensured, and then Brother James Nair of Singapore sent me a text and said, this is it. This is what Brother Branham says, and we're going to sing at some stage, not in this morning, only believe. But I thought that it's not just a name. Have we come to believe what we're going to hear? And only believe. It's not only know about, it's believe. And I trust that the people on the internet will understand that it's what the Bible says that counts. Not what we just know about. We've got to believe it. For us. Not for the church. Not for the family. But for me. Whoever me is, you've got to believe it. Let's sing I Need Thee, number 618. I need thee every hour.
I need thee every hour. Most precious Lord, no tender voice like thine can ease up more. I need thee, oh, I need thee,
singing chorus like that. I need thee every hour. I come to thee. How can you sing that and not believe? We've got to believe, because it's for our eternal life if we know it comes from our heart, not just our head. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to sing, I've just jumped one here, you people, the musicians. We'll go to 198. In these, the closing days of time. That's now. We're singing about the current things right now. Think about the words when we sing it. In these, the closing days of time, what joy the glorious hope before, that soon a wondrous truth supply. He shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. Yes, he's coming. He's coming. We're going to sing it. I want you to think about, who's he coming for? Is it me? Is it you? Are you sure? Because you believe. You only believe. That's all we got to do, is believe for you that he is coming, and he's coming soon. And immediately after this, we'll ask Sister Merle if she'd like to bring her message. It's got here on my note. There used to be two, and then there was one. but Merle will sing for us this morning, immediately after this. And we who live yet remain, that's us, caught up, shall meet our faithful Lord, praise the Lord, in hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort. Be seated, and immediately after this we'll have Brother Charlie and Brother Reef, if he doesn't perk out of it, and he's going to bring us a song. Praise the name of the Lord. Good old Sister Mel, she was thinking twice about coming up, but I'm glad that she has, and we'll just remember Sister Shirley that can't be here at this time. We're going to pray for Sister Diane in the prayer time too, because she is not well at this time.
He's coming for his bride to take them up with him. Jesus is coming back to earth again. As soon as the last one has entered therein, Jesus died on the cross on Mount Calvary. Has entered therein. The end time message came forth a while ago. It brought us to the word and things that we should know. In Malachi 4, it tells of a prophet to come. He came and delivered the word to everyone. Jesus is coming back. to meet him in the air. He'll take us to our home to live forevermore. Oh, Jesus is coming back to earth again. He's coming for his bride to take them up with him. Jesus is coming back to earth again. As soon as the last one has entered therein, as soon as the last one has entered therein.
Brother Charlie and Brother Reef. These are the two that go up in Rotorua and other places and just sing for our Lord. There's nothing like a testimony of song and for someone to be there and associating with it. I had to just think.
Cowboys and Elsa. But I'd just like to encourage my brother Reefy to come up here and sing with me to encourage him in the things of the Lord. So we're gonna sing a song this morning. So praise the Lord.
Salvation. You are the light that shines so bright. We see the light is shining from the east to the west. Any day,
my brothers, really nice. The Spirit of the Lord is on it. You can just tell coming out of their voices and just presenting the Lord before people that don't probably have a lot of church situations, but it's not church we want, it's want the Lord, the Holy Spirit to be amongst the people. That's what we want. Now, we don't have any prayer requests like as in ones that are on the internet, but we just pray for our sister Diane, who's not well today, quite not well. So may the Lord undertake for her. But right down deep, I wanted to pray for the people that meet with us on the internet, the people that listen in. They're in the service, although you can't see them. They're singing along with us, taking note of what the Lord has for us is also for them, very much a part of us. The time is coming when the Lord does come again, and even Merle's song was talking about the coming of the Lord as well. the Lord works these things out, and we only believe that God's doing it for you, and he is. But there's for everybody else around you. It's for them too. Doesn't matter whether you're in New Zealand or you're in Russia or in Ukraine or all around. The Lord died for everybody. So if you have something before the Lord that you want him to know about, he's reading your mind right now. He knows exactly what you feel and whether you were responsible and being faithful and having the softness in your heart for other people. I mean, you, whoever you is, may be the only connection that other people through you have for our Lord. There may be no other place that they can go to except your witness, your testimony. So we thank the Lord for that. I'm just going to pray now and just take it to your own heart about the people that you are praying for, and particularly keep in mind those that are listening on the internet. Precious Lord Jesus, Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our advocate, our healer, the one that loves us, the one that gave his life for us. It's not just words. Our Lord went through pain, anguish, shame, loneliness, absolute despair, because there's so few actually loved him when he went to the cross. He knew what he was going to face, but he did it because he loved us. We thank you, Lord. All that we have, we thank you. It's not just thank you. It could never be enough. But what you want for us to do, Lord, is to follow you, to walk with you, to receive you into our heart, and to know that we believe what you did for us. It's only believe. Only believe. Help us to do that, Lord Jesus. Just be with those that are sick, those that need help, those that are financially down, those that don't know how to give regret, or to not blame somebody, to forgive somebody is the word I was trying to think of. Some people will blame us or don't understand, but we need to love them just the same. Lord, we love you, and we love those that love you. And we do love the people that don't yet know you, but it may be if they do something about it. Thank you, Lord, for that we have a place of worship here in Gisborne, New Zealand, and in nice surroundings, and with no hassles from the outside, we're very grateful. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's stand and sing, "Without him, I could do nothing." That's so much what the Bible has told us. Without him, I could do nothing.
Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I surely fail. Without him,
singing the chorus, just the chorus only now, and let's sing it quietly, because we're asking our Lord to come and be our pilot and to come in and be in our heart. Nice and quiet, but unto Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Jesus, my Jesus, how lost I would be. Just before Howard comes up, let's just sing the chorus, Only Believe, and know that you are believing, and going to reinforce that believing as it pertains to you. Just sing it quietly unto him. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are
praise the Lord. Lord, I believe. We've got to believe. We don't believe we're in problems. We've got problems. It's impossible to please God without faith. And I pray that you'll speak to our hearts today. And I just want to look at a subject today that looks at ourselves in this church. Who believes the Lord is here? That's a good start. You're going to need to be able to say that by the end of the sermon. Because it's really important. And we just pray that God will bless each one of us here. Thank you, Lord. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from the book of Luke. Chapter 4, verse 24. Jesus speaking. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Zarephath, the city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, how we depend upon thee, lovely one, our Saviour and our Lord, the one that died for us and gave us all for us. We pray, Lord, that you'll be here this morning as you promised you would be. And Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, every one of us, knowing the lateness of this hour we're living in. It's very serious, Lord. I pray that you'll speak to every heart and they'll hear your voice and know what to do. Lord, we commit this word to you. We pray for everyone here, Lord, and all those out there that are listening on the internet whom we love. They regularly listen in. We pray that you'll bless them, Lord. And may you honor their faith today. Honor our faith here today too, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to speak about neglecting God in your midst. Neglecting God in your midst. And this is a very real problem. Always has been. I pray that God will challenge us all. Now, neglecting God in your midst. And Jesus addressing a very important condition today in the churches. The more we think about it, the realer it becomes to us. And, you know, I've been thinking about it. It's so true. It's so true that God is here. And very little acknowledgement from the people is apparent, except for those that really believe him and trust him. And the Jews in Jesus' time made this great mistake also. And frightening to think that God is right present and right here I'm actually getting to us, actually. We don't want to be talking about everyone out there. That's not going to help us. We need to be talking about us if we want to see the glory of God in our midst. Who wants to see the glory of God in our midst? And Jesus faced this evil attitude, actually, right in his own ministry. And it's a very horrible attitude. It creeps up on you and you don't even realize it. And I'm just as guilty as anybody. I'm not blaming others. I'm just looking at my own life and I've been challenged about it. And this development can happen anywhere. And happen in any church where there's people. As we said, the Jews made this big mistake. There was God right before them, walking in human flesh. And you're going to see some very horrible things that they did to Jesus because they neglected the presence of God in their midst. They were unaware of God present. They totally overlooked the presence of God in their midst. And the question we're asking this morning is why? Why did they overlook the presence of God? And it was because Jesus said that he was just a common local man. Now remember this. Jesus was just an ordinary guy. Nothing special. He didn't have sparkling clothes on or wings. He's just an ordinary man to look upon. We knew his God inside of him, all of God in him, actually. And there was God right before them. They totally overlooked the presence of God in their midst. And it was because, as Jesus put it, he was from their own country. He's just a local boy, as far as they're concerned. They all knew him. They knew his mother, Mary. They knew his brothers and sisters. They knew them. And in doing so, they missed the wonderful visitation from God. And I don't want it to happen here. I'm not talking about a person or a man or anything like that. I'm saying where God is, we can neglect his presence in our midst. And you people out there, it's the same with you, wherever you are in the world. Now, the thing to note, when Jesus put his finger on the problem, they became angry with him. Really angry. They blew up. Because he said, a prophet is not without reward except his own country or in his own house. Amongst his own people. And they became real angry. And they is mass hysteria. And they all grabbed him. They wanted to take him out over the city and throw him down a cliff face. But it wasn't his time to go. So he just walked amongst them and went away. He shut their eyes off so that they didn't know who he was or where he was going, what was happening. He can do that. You see, God can shut eyes and God can open eyes. He wants their eyes open. May he open our eyes to see him. So they were very upset and exploded at his rebuke. So angry at his suggestion that they wanted to murder him. And brother and sister, it really touched a tender spot in them. You know why? It was the truth. There was God Almighty in their midst, and they didn't even recognize him. How careful we need to be not to flare up when God is reproving us. Showing us what we're wrong. Don't blow up. That's a dangerous thing to do, to blow up. That's not the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ will cause you to dwell upon these things and think deeply about these things. He was just showing that the error of their way was jeopardizing their whole eternal destination. Terrible. Can you believe people want to pick up Jesus and throw him over a cliff? And all he wanted to do was love them and save them and heal them. Amen. By rejecting his word of wisdom, they lost their eternal opportunity to life. And it was not the only time this evil human trait manifested itself. It was not the only time. We can turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And when he was gone, when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. They're all frightened to even go there. Don't go down this road. They would have had a sign. And behold, they cried out, saying, the men cried out. Was it the men that cried out? No. The devils in them cried out. And they cried out, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, a herd of many swine feeding pigs, we call them. So the devils besought him, saying, the devils speaking through the men, if thou cast us out, suffer us, allow us to go away into the herd of swine, or pigs. He said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled. The farmers that had the pigs ran for their lives and went their ways into the city and told everything that was befallen to the possessed of the devils. There was no rejoicing that these men had been set free and put in their right mind. All they're worrying about is their income. All they're worrying about is the pigs. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Who said unbelievable? That's exactly what I said. This is unbelievable. People want to get Jesus in their midst, not kick him out. Imagine Bill, him coming to Tokomara Bay. So we've got to get Jesus out of Tokomara Bay. Bill says, no, 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 we want him here. You may be the only one that said that, Bill. We want him. Who wants Jesus?
Amen.
Do you want him to come to your coasts?
Yes.
Do you want him to come to Gisborne?
Yes. Yes.
More so, do we want him to come into the fellowship of God's people?
Amen.
So this is really hard to understand. It's a few of these that just boggle my eyes, my mind, is to think that people said, excuse me, Jesus, is that your name? We don't want you here. We do not want Jesus here. Because we don't even know who you are. But the devils did. Isn't that amazing? The devils knew who he was. Jesus, our Son of God. They recognized God in their midst. And the people did not recognize who he was. After the healing these evil possessed men, which troubled their city, they asked Jesus to leave because they failed to recognize God in their midst. This is our subject, neglecting the presence of God in our midst, wherever that may be. So we'd like Jesus to come to our city. But will we recognize him when he comes? Or when he comes to the church, or is in our midst, do we recognize God here? Neglecting God in their midst. Jesus in his example spoke of Elisha. Now these are true stories. These things happened. Now this is going to shake you. Jesus said in his example that Elisha was in Israel. A mighty prophet of the Lord. What a blessing to have a mighty prophet in our midst. Won't that be wonderful? To have a prophet in your city and at your fingertips. What an honor. Who believes that would be an honor? Yeah. Tremendous honor. And to have a prophet there. But Jesus said, everyone listening, say amen. None of the people went to him. Living there in his little cabin, maybe down by the river somewhere, a mighty prophet of the Lord. God was manifesting himself through this man's ministry. None of the local people with the leprosy went for prayer. Not one. Not one. Listen, brother and sister. None went to Elijah the prophet for prayer. It's almost hard to believe. If you knew that just down the road here there's a little cabin, and in that cabin was a prophet of God. And nobody went there and asked for prayer. Now, this gets worse. It took an outsider from Syria, a heathen, to go and visit the prophet outside of Israel, in Israel. He went to his cabin. And he knocked on the door because he had leprosy and he wanted to be healed. He gave him a word from God. He says, dip 7 times in the Jordan and your skin will be made like a baby's. And it was. You would think that testimony would get around, Brother Lee. Nobody else went. They're here. God is moving in the church. They're moving. God came down and blessed people, saved people, and healed people. And nobody bothers to cross the street to go and see. This has happened throughout history. I know it. I've read a lot about it. What a disgrace. The local brethren of Israel neglected God present with them. And yet a man from another heathen nation used God's gift in the prophet. It's unbelievable that it happened. But I want to tell you, I'm not of that group. If there's a prophet on the land, I'm going. If God is here, I'm coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell you what, if I knew he's down there in his little cabin, I would have got my tent and I would have gone down and I would pitch my tent next to his cabin. Would, honestly, truly. I wouldn't care about my house. I would get my tent down there. You believe in God, you would do it. Whatever you have need of, go and ask him. God will show him a vision or something for about you. What a privilege people had when they went to Brother Branham's meeting in the discernment line and queued up. They came to him and said, your name is Mrs. Smith and you've got a brother over in Germany. I can see him now. And he has a condition. And you've got a little hanky in your purse. If you send that to him, he's going to be healed. I tell you, brother and sister, do we realize what is happening? If God could walk straight past us and people get angry. They'd
They want to throw Jesus over the cliff, or they want to receive him. Who wants to receive him? Amen. I want to receive him. So I've been very challenged on the subject. I mean, it's not just a sermon. It's something that's very real to me. This is impossible almost, that people could be so blinded. Maybe they used to walk past this cabin many times. I'm just saying a cabin. I don't know what the cabin probably was. They walked past this cabin many times. Maybe they were going out to get firewood, Brother Keith. Oh, that's the old man Elijah. He lives there. And that's as far as it went. They just knew he lived in the city. Nobody came knocking. Servant of God, I have a real problem. I'll be coming to you. That God will show you what I must do. No one did that. No one. Jesus said so. They failed to recognize the presence of God in their midst. The same thing happened with the widows in the city of Elisha. The widows, starving widows for 3.5 years in a very bad famine. Surely they would have said, let's go and see the man of God. We'll go and ask him what we must do. No one went there. This is scary. I'm telling you, it's happening right now. They won't come to God. They don't recognize his presence in our midst here. We're not talking about coming to a man. We're talking about coming to Christ. There's only one that went knocking to Elijah's cabin for prayer. Except for that one widow woman in the city of Sidon. And she was sustained through the famine by the word of Elisha. Where were the other widows? Where were the other lepers? Where were the other sick? The Bible says you have not because you ask not, and you ask not because you do not believe. I believe. Amen. Who believes? Amen. With all your heart. You people out there on the internet, do you believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Absolutely. God expressed it one time through Jeremiah the prophet. This is what how he put it. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. Is there no balm that's healing in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why, God asking, why then is not the health of my daughter, the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Why are people still sick? Why are people not getting healing? They don't even bother to ask for prayer. Now this is the truth. We'll see it as we go on. We've got to do what God said to do. Then we'll see the blessings of God. Do you believe that, brother and sister? We've just got to believe him. Want to get closer to home on the subject. A serious question for all. Are we unwittingly not recognizing the presence of God here in Gisborne? Let it sink. We're not talking about men. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he'd be in our midst. He's right here listening to me. You know, you've just got to believe what God says, not what you think. Or do we get used to it? Maybe we get used to being in fellowship and we get used to one another. Is it because we know each other so well? Jesus said it can happen amongst good people. Oh, that's Jesus. Yeah, Mary's son. We'll read that in a minute. Are we neglecting the presence of God in our own midst? Who believes God is here?
Amen.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18. Verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Again I say unto you, that if two of you, Brother Charlie, Brother Tahu, Tatu, come here please. I just want to demonstrate something. Precious brothers, men of God. Do you believe these are men of God?
Amen.
They've got the Holy Ghost in them. Just stand there. This is all you need to bring God into the meeting. Two. One or two. Or two or three. Well, three of us here. That's all we need. We have more than two here. And God is in our midst. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you. So he said, who's speaking? The Lord Jesus. That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, not some things, anything. Who believes anything means anything? Anything that you ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So Lord Jesus, we welcome you for being here this morning. Say, we welcome you. We welcome you, Lord, because you are here. That's thus saith God's word. Nothing to do with Howard Searle. It's all to do with what he said. We just read it.
Jesus.
There am I in the midst. The Lord is here. And you can't see him, but he could appear. He can do that.
Amen.
Whenever he chooses. But he is here. Who believes he's here, whether you see him or not?
Amen.
Whether you see him or not, he's here. Hallelujah. Now, do we have an Elijah's cabin here? We can go down and dock. Do we have an Elijah's cabin? I tell you, brother and sister, we have greater than an Elijah's cabin. We have Elijah's God. Right here in our midst. Glory. And you people out there, you've written to us. We've had so much correspondence in the last week or two. You feel the presence of God in this meeting because you recognize God is here. And I recognize him here. And I thank you, Lord, for coming to be with us. So he asked the question. Jesus quoted it. So why is not the health of my daughter, of the daughter of my people healed? Why are people going around sick? There's something wrong. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the healer, and we need to not neglect the presence of God here. Hallelujah. I've heard people say, oh, I don't believe in divine healing. Wait until you get sick sometime. Wait until you get sick and you're ready to die, you might change your opinion. God is a healer, and he's a savior, and he did it at the same time. When he was on Calvary, he died for your sins, and his stripes on his back were for your healing. And I believe him. He's healed me many times, and he can heal you many times. Didn't say we wouldn't get sick, but he said he'd heal us. Hallelujah. Is it because we ask not and we have not? Or are we doing what God said to do? That's a good question. I want you to listen carefully. It's very, very important that we do what God says, not what the church says. I mean this. Not what Brother Howard says. Not what William Branham says. It may be true, but the most important thing is what God says. And so we just quote what he says, and then he'll back up what he says. He won't back up my words, but he'll back up his own. Don't you love the Lord? I just felt God's spirit moving right then. Just seriously, I know he's here, brother and sister. We tell the truth. He's here to back it up. It's his own word, and he's willing to do it. That's why I'm glad you're saying that. Praise be to God. Now, are we doing what he says? It says in James 5:14, is any sick among you? Listen to the wording. Let him call for the elders of the church. People say, oh, the church should come and pray for me. No, the Bible says you call for them. That's what he said. Let him call for the elders of the church. They are your brothers and sisters you know well, the local blokes and sisters. Call for the elders of the church and pray over them, anointing them with oil. We have the anointing oil here, all the way from Israel. Not that it matters, as long as it's anointing oil. In the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. That's just so wonderful. That's for everybody here and out there and around the world. You're listening in. It's for you too. That's what he said, and God will honor his word. You love the word, brother? So powerful, isn't it? Powerful, because God spoke. God has spoken. When God speaks, he'll back up his word. And God said in the beginning, let there be light. There was light. That's a big thing to put the sun up there. But he did it. He can do anything. I was thinking about that scripture this morning. He said to them, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. This morning, it's nothing to do with the church. It's to do with his word. You believe his word, God will honor it for you. Who believes this?
Amen.
It's what he says. So we're just going to do what he says, and then God will honor what he says. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Or is it because we neglect the presence of God here in this place? We neglect it. So I can't see any wings. I can't see any lights. Forget the lights and the wings. Keep God's word on your heart. He is here, Lord, and we welcome you. We love you, Lord Jesus. If you love him, say, I love you, Jesus. He heard you then. He heard you, mean it from your heart. I love you, Jesus. You know, Jesus, we don't look at each other. It's a real failure. Don't look at me, you'll just go down. But you look at the God in me, and the God in you, and the God in your brother and sister, that he's here to honor his word. Now here's a shocker. Jesus had exactly the same problem with the local boys. Now listen. Matthew 13 verse 55. This is what they said about Jesus. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? and his brethren, James and Jones and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not with us all? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended. I cannot believe it, Lee. They were offended in him. They were offended when he said to them, a prophet's not without reward except in his own country, amongst his own people. And they were offended at him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor save in his own country and his own house. Now listen, his hands were tied. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. That's our problem right there. Nothing wrong with Jesus. We just don't create an atmosphere of faith that he's here and he will do it. Do you believe he will do it today? Whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive. Oh, there's just a wealth of wonderful promises that he's given to us. So Jesus was far more successful out of town than in his own town. What about here? You know, brother and sister, Brother Lee's been with me a few times. We've gone out into another country. We see the glory of God. Seen the great move amongst people. Great altar calls and people being touched and healed. And we come back here and say, oh, hi, Brother Howard. I'm not talking about me, just about me. I'm just saying we get used to each other. God's just as much in Sister Merle as he's in me. We are here, and Jesus is here. And if you believe it, you will see the glory of God. Brother and sister, this is what he said. So they knew all the family. Oh, we know them all. We know Judas and Simon. He wasn't Judas Iscariot. We know James and Jones and Simon and Judas. We know them all. We're all friends, you know. We go to town together and we... And so Jesus, he's just one of the family. Mary's the mother. And they failed to see God in their midst. I tell you what, brother, sister. If he comes here, I just want to be with him. Wherever he is, I want to be. And if you have that love and respect for his presence, you'll see him bless mightily. You haven't seen anything yet. When you start to believe, we will see the glory of God. They were offended in him. Always get offended. They didn't throw him over the cliff this time, but they were offended at him. And he said, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he couldn't do many miracles there. Who did it? The people brought that condition on themselves. Disrespect to the presence of God. Disrespect to the men of God. May the Lord be gracious to us all. We wonder why. We get these words from other countries. And God's, my wife's my witness and others who write into us. I could read them to you. I've read some of them. It's very outstanding. Comments about the blessing we are to them. They're another country. In America. Bahamas. In other places around Europe. Write to us all the time. And they receive and they get it. But we say, oh, yeah, you're okay. What time do we finish? That's the problem. Right there. What time do we finish? If you knew Jesus was here, you wouldn't be saying, what time do we finish? You'd be going to his cabin, knocking on his door. So, brother and sister, may we all check up our approach and not neglect the presence of God here. He is here, hallelujah, he is here. We sing that wonderful song, he is here. Now, let me ask you one final question before we close. If Jesus appeared here in this meeting to be seen, so you could see him, what would be your attitude to prayer and to all these things? The truth of the matter is, he is here. Now, Brother Brandon had a tremendous ministry, a very powerful ministry. We know because he revealed the thoughts and intents of the heart, we know that a man could not possibly do that. It was just phenomenal ministry. That created faith. And that healed them. He said, not me. The vision created faith. And if God showed me a vision, I spoke out there about somebody, and you knew that I didn't know, but God revealed to me one day it may happen. Revealed to me something about you, your whole attitude and life would change immediately. God is here. No way could a brother do that. But whether he shows himself or not, he already said in his word, with two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of you. He is here and God cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. He is the keeper of his own word today. May God help us all to come to this revelation. So remember this in closing. If you have a need, come to the body of Christ. Don't stay home. If you feel sick or something, come to the church. Call for the elders of the church to lay hands upon you, anointing with the oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's thus saith the Lord. I believe that. And we need to start believing instead of just being a warming seats. We don't want to be seat warm, pew warmers. We want to be believers. I challenge you to believe that. So Jesus found it. The same problem amongst the people. Even Elisha. No one came to knocking on his door. Oh, I was just an old man. He's a little bit religious. He's a man of God, but never went to any, didn't ask God from him. Those of the widow women, they didn't go to him. Just one. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with us? Are we any different? Brother and sister, this may God speak to our hearts. Don't forget it. When you go home, start thinking about it. We want to see God in our midst, but we need to change our attitude towards Brother Lee, towards Brother Tom. God is in each one. Brother Peter, God can speak through Brother Peter. Who believes he can? He spoke through another Peter once. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Did he get up and preach? And God honored it. And 3,000 souls were added to the church in one day. I believe God is here. Who loves him? My wife had a lovely song to sing. Would you like to come forward, Sister June? Yeah.
I just wanted to pray for our neighbor.
Yes.
So on Sunday, Friday night, he went hunting, left his truck, his beautiful Toyota Hilux, at his house, which is just down the road from ours on the corner of our road, and it got stolen in the night. It was locked behind a gate. His mother was asleep inside. And we prayed yesterday, but I said we at church this morning and that we would pray that his truck would be returned to him.
Yes.
And I just wonder if we can do that too. If you could do that for us too, please. Yes. Can you close up in prayer?
Yes.
Please.
When you come up with it, Bill, come up here with me. You'll be one and I'll be two. And there's more than two and three here. And we're going to believe that God's going to answer this prayer. We've just spoken about it. We've just preached about it. May God honor his word. So my brother, let's believe. You pray, brother. You know the situation.
Okay, Lord, just really love our neighbor, Lord. A young man, Lord, Daniel Leach. He's got a great name in Daniel.
Yes.
And Lord, he's a hard-working boy, Lord. Oh, and he looks Lord. After his mum, who's all by herself, and
yes,
he's Lord. Just transformed that old little cabin, Lord, into a beautiful home with beautiful
Hallelujah.
Grounds.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a carpenter, Lord, like you.
Mm.
And Lord, he uses his hands and he works hard all week, Lord. And he bought himself a Toyota Hilux a couple of years ago, Lord. And Lord, we know it's just a vehicle, but he's put a lot of money into that, Lord, and to buy a vehicle to get him to work and to get him around to go and see his son down in Wairoa, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And someone pinched his truck on Friday night, Lord, and Lord, I said to him that this morning I texted him and said we're going to church and that we would pray that his truck would be to return to him, Lord.
Yes.
And we don't know how or when, Lord Jesus, but just like Howard said and also what Brother Lee said, Lord, only believe.
Only believe.
Just believe.
We
where two or three are gathered
are
in your midst, Lord, we cry out to you now, Lord, that you, Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would return Daniel's truck back to him, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you need to do, Lord, even just placing it upon the thieves' hearts, Lord, just to restore that truck back to him, Lord, and that it would be undamaged, Lord Jesus, and that a mighty testimony, even in our little valley, Lord,
yes, Lord,
of the power of prayer, but more importantly, the power of the living God in
Hallelujah,
our midst, Lord.
Lord.
I pray in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He said, whatsoever you ask, believing, you shall receive. Brother Bill, would you testify when he comes back? Tell us. Let's just pray for the people that are listening on the internet. Let's just all stand to our feet, and then we're going to sing this song. Lord Jesus, we come to thee. We just remember every brother and sister here that believes that you are here. We don't want to neglect your presence. We know that you're here, Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming this morning. We pray, Lord, we send your word around the world to every brother and every sister that believes you. They have a need of healing. They have a need of the Holy Ghost. They need salvation. Whatever it is, we send thy word in the name of Jesus, Lord. Do the work, and may we have testimony that God answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God is here, and that too. He's right here. Hallelujah. With his quickening power, see the cloud already bending, waits to drop the great shall. Let's sing from our hearts. Let it come, Lord, Lord, we pray thee. Let the shower of the Spirit, we are waiting, we are waiting. Glory God, now God is here, we feel His presence in this house. He waits, waits, but we need
yes, Lord,
the refreshing of the Spirit. I'm down to pray.
Hallelujah!
Let Him come, oh Lord, we pray.
Brother and sister, when we sing, we're not singing a song. You've got to sing from your heart. I believe this. I'm singing from my heart. Go, come, let it come, Lord Jesus. Nancy, bring that chorus up, please. When we sing, let it come, O Lord, I pray thee. Howard's calling for you to come. Let the shower of blessing fall and fill this, not this building, but the hearts in the building. We are waiting, we are waiting. Oh, revive the hearts of all of us. All the brothers and sisters that are joining everywhere, may He just bless us and revive our heart with a Holy Ghost fire. Let's say praise the Lord. Next verse, Nancy.
God is here. Oh, then believe. Bring to Him our one desire.
Sing from your heart.
Savior, run the prairie of death. While in sin, don't make me down. From the wind, those are my mercy. For a sound of blessing. Yes, Lord.
You know, brother and sister, when God strikes us, it's getting close. When he strikes us, you won't have to say, oh, I think that's the presence of God. You'll know it's the presence of God. No one has to tell you. You'll know it's God. Let it come.
We pray, let us
you know, brother and sister, just a thought, you know, we don't really have to ask people to come for prayer. They should just come themselves. Call for the elders of the church. You need to reach out, ask them. As people came in, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That rich young ruler came and asked, if you need God, you have to ask him. Praise be to God. Brother Lee, would you like to come? Let's sing this chorus as he comes.
Oh, Lord, we praise thee. Let the fire.
Number 99, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. And that means we've got to know where we're standing. And if you're shaded by something, can't understand something, you're in the shadow. So we come and talk to the Lord. See, I find that it's a daily thing, what's been preached about. It's a daily thing. Don't miss it tomorrow or the next day. It'll be like Sunday, every day. When the Lord is walking with you. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who always can understand. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's knowing you is what really counts. And how we know you, Lord, we must step forward and accept what you have done, what you have said, and what you're going to do for me, for the one person. I can only speak for me. I receive it. And every one of us need to do that, Lord, to take what the Lord said he would do, and he will do it. We love you, Lord. We thank you for what we've heard. We know it's the truth. It's all written in the scriptures. Touch each one, not just here, but those that are listening and wherever they are. Lift them up. Encourage them. May they feel the Holy Spirit present wherever they are at their time of listening. We thank you, Lord, for the luncheon we're about to have and the fellowship. And be with us, Lord, in the afternoon meeting. I believe it's communion, I think, Lord. But undertake, be with us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing one more as we go, which is number 79, Sweep Over My Soul. Sweep over my soul. May it be so. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sing. Bless you.